from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
New York sports with us, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, well, Aaron Rodgers finally made his back to the country here.
Did he give an answer as to where he was?
I guess he was in Egypt. I guess he was in Egypt there.
Doing what?
Don't know. I honestly don't know. Vacation,
building,
I guess.
Building a pyramid?
I believe so. I don't know if he's building. He's probably looking at him. And he was in Vegas for UFC 303 over the weekend. So,
yeah, who was he with? Mercedes Lewis.
Okay. Yes, former. That's tight end, right?
Mercedes? Yes. Yeah.
Former teammate there. Yeah.
Only one Mercedes on my mind these days.
She did well.
Mercedes Moné.
She did well.
You know, they hooked us up. AEW gave us tickets. I gave them to my brother-in-law, nice. My sister, and they took the two kids, Joey and Riley.
Oh, they went?
And they're not even big like wrestling fans. They went, floor seats, loved it.
Are you serious?
I was getting texts and pics. I got to show you some of the pics.
Oh.
I was like, make sure you send some of Moné. Miss Moné.
She did great. And by the way, I heard, we had her on the other day. That's why we're bringing this up. I heard that their match was great. Like that she had a great,
I
not just that
it,
she
yeah.
won, that she had a great match.
Good
like
for
technically
her.
And just how they meshed in the ring and stuff. I heard it was awesome.
Good for her. Yeah, that's great. I didn't get a chance to watch it. Couldn't go last night. I had work and all that stuff. But my niece and nephew had a great time.
So. Nice.
And I was happy
that.
To see she won.
They took us up. So they hooked it. So this is crazy. As much as we talk about wrestling, do you know I've never been to a wrestling event in my life?
Ever?
I got to go.
We have to go.
Ooh.
I would definitely do that with you. I actually got invited last week. To go to SmackDown as well. I just couldn't go. Friday night, I had people coming in.
Was that the one? Was that Jalen Brunson involved there?
That was the one. Yeah. And meanwhile, Evan, Friday night, I'm getting text from Evan. He's like, you want to watch SmackDown? I'm like, what? What are you talking about, SmackDown?
Yeah.
And then that's why, because of Brunson and Halliburton. I got invited to I couldn't go. And then the AEW one couldn't go. But yes, if you want to go, because, dude, it's obviously not the same as when we were younger.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I would love to go see Hogan and Andre or Macho Man and Jake
too,
the Snake.
Yeah.
I'd give anything
Macho,
for that.
Macho, Roddy Piper.
But it is a night. They do a good job.
Have you been to the UFC? Have you ever been to wrestling?
Yeah, I've been to a couple. The ones I went to were great.
Yeah,
I went
fun?
To a couple pay-per-views. Yeah, it's just, it's exciting. It's electric.
It is. The atmosphere in there.
Now, I got a question.
Yeah.
Since we treated... her so well. Do you
Mercedes
think,
Moné.
Well,
yeah.
Do you think there's a way maybe we can weave ourselves into the script?
You never know.
I mean...
<You're always>
what?
What? Yeah. Why don't you book this? BT and Sal manage Mercedes Moné.
One of us gets involved in a match?
Yeah,
or
like throwing a chair in? Or
something?
Yeah.
Did you see Jalen Brunson shaking his hand too? I mean, that had to be part of the gimmick, right?
Well, because he just had surgery.
Well, I understand
right?
that. Yeah, so if he just had surgery, you need to be hitting somebody
thing.
With a chair.
Did he just throw the chair in and then got in the ring?
He did.
Looks like he threw the chair in a little too far in that ring, right?
Yeah, and then he was kind of wincing. And I'm like, all right, is this part of the script here? because obviously every Knick fan, they're no dummies. They're sitting there. They're trying to maximize eyeballs and traction on social media. So if even if you're not a big wrestling fan, you see, you get wind of Jalen Brunson shaking his hand after surgery,
right,
you're going to probably parachute in and retweet or quote tweet, whatever.
He didn't do anything to Halliburton, right? I would like to see him take a chair to Halliburton.
Oh, I'd love to see him smash him.
Yeah, I know that would have been nice. Give him, somebody.
Give him a little color, right? Color him up a little bit, get a little red on that forehead.
Yeah.
All right, BT and Sal here. It's 108 on the fan. 888-808-1019 is our number. Yes, Sal?
I have something for you here.
You got something for me, Sal?
Yeah, have something for you.
Okay, hold on. I can tell by his voice that he knows that I'm not going to like it. Go ahead. Deliver
it. It's something that brought a smile to my face.
That's a little jab or something.
Deesha Thosar, who used to, I think she worked for the Daily, she used to cover the Mets. She now works for Fox Sports.
Okay, don't know her.
She did an article, she spoke with Francisco Alvarez. And his
Mets captain, the leader.
And his relationship with Juan Soto.
What he said.
Give me some of these quotes here.
Yeah.
This is off of SNY Twitter.
Yeah.
And again, Fox Sports, Deesha
Thosar. May as well be off the moon. That's about the relevance it has with me. Go ahead.
This is Alvarez talking about Soto.
He's going to be a Met because he's boys with Alvarez. Go ahead.
I would really like it if he was going to play with the Mets. This is borderline. When I saw that, I was like, ooh.
A little tampering here? Boy's going to get in trouble. Watch him.
Everything I want to have is like him. He's one of the best players in the game. He's different. His confidence is different. I feel like my confidence is different, too. I like to play like him.
I respect that. Game recognized game.
They work out in the offseason, I believe. Remember when Soto tapped him on the...
Yes.
So they have a relationship, which I was not aware of.
All right, we surmise. We're like, that has to be it. Because even Darling was like, you don't let anybody do that to you in the box. Yeah. All right. So what, am I supposed to react to this? I mean, wow. What an amazing, groundbreaking story. Ooh. I'm not impugning her integrity at all, but I don't even know her. I wouldn't do that. But, like, wow, what earth-shattering journalism. So what?
All right.
He knows what everybody else knows, that Juan Soto is absolutely amazing, and he's going to soon learn that he's staying where he is.
No, they're friends. They work out in the offseason.
They're friends, huh?
Doesn't have to deal with any friction. Soto could join the OMG Mets or stay with the Stroman-bashing Gleyber Torres Yankees.
So Juan Soto's got one friend in the world, and it's Alvarez, huh? That's it? That's the only person you're going to gravitate to in the offseason to work out?
You don't think they talked about playing with the Mets at all?
You got to hit your saddle to something, buddy. And you got to hit your saddle. You guys dropped under 500 a little bit here?
I'd rather be where the Mets are at.
Bullpen, a little implosion?
I'd rather be where the Mets are at than the Yankees.
You don't mean
that. Yes, I would.
I don't think you mean that.
I don't think
you wouldn't want to have the best player in baseball who might hit 70 home runs this year just to watch it?
I think the Mets are ascending. I think the Yankees are still in flux here. Okay. I know the Yankees are better. Nobody's saying that, and you're right about Judge. Like, if you could ask me of any element outside of maybe Steve Cohen being the owner, I'd rather have Aaron Judge. So, and I love Gerrit Cole as well.
Okay. Well, but those are two big things.
Yes, they are.
All right, go ahead.
But the Yankees, and I love Juan Soto. So those are three big things. But the Yankees are supposed to be winning a championship. I do not think this is a championship-caliber team.
I don't either until they make a move. I don't disagree with that.
And
I'm not going to be delusional here. They better get another stick. I'm with you.
The Mets are building this thing.
Okay. Well, okay. Building what?
Building it towards sustainability.
Okay.
They're on the rise where the Yankees are in a little bit of flux.
Okay.
You know, I'd rather have the Mets owner and their president than I would the Yankees
They've done nothing so far for the Mets, the owner and the president.
So far.
I'm not saying it's been four and a half years here for Cohen. So far, he's done nothing except one good year. Hal's actually won a championship. Well, he's been around in the family. I would say that I would take issue with your usage of the word ascend. Like, to me, the Orioles are ascending. Like, the Mets when... And again,
Lindor... The Orioles won a division last year. I mean...
Understood. But their young players are getting better. McNeil, going to be gone. Marte, going to be gone. Nimmoth, and I respect Nimmoth, 31.
Yeah.
You know, Harrison Bader, one-year deal. Severino, one-year deal. I mean, come on. I mean, Mania's got 1 year to go. I do love Alvarez. Ascending's a little strong there, buddy.
Mauricio coming back.
That's strong, buddy.
Acuna, Jet Williams.
All right, let's see if any of them pan out. And I'm not saying that they won't. Yeah, Soto. Who's your best prospect? Honestly, who's your best prospect? Now, Alvarez
probably
is not
Jet
a prospect
Williams.
Anymore.
I think Jet Williams is number one.
Okay, would you rather have Jet Williams or Jason Dominguez?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, honestly.
I've at least seen Dominguez play seven games.
Who?
Is Dominguez going to play this year with the Yankees?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dominguez
he's
or
play
Jet Williams?
Because I heard that before.
Oh, he's going to come back.
I'd rather have Dominguez.
Okay, so Dominguez. So you'd rather. So
Jones. Don't ask me Spencer Jones because you're not going to like that answer.
Although he is on a heater. Yeah. He's on a heater. Yeah. He's got 17 steals as well. He's suddenly hitting 255. I checked this morning because I knew I was off on Friday. I checked this morning. Yeah. So the Yankees. Now, you made this a Yankee Met thing. I did not, but I'm just
reporting that Deja Thosar, Fox, Francisco Alvarez talking about his relationship with Soto. That's it.
Well, that's how you started it, and then you broached the, you know, you'd rather be the Mets than the Yankees, so now we're in the pool. Let's have a little fun. Okay. So, Yankees have the best player in baseball, Judge. You do not. I'm not even going to get dashed. We can't bore anybody with that. It's a waste of time. The Yankees have the best pitcher in baseball. I know he's fanged up, but he's back. You do not. Matter of fact, you have a bunch of rentals.
Mets have the best pop star in baseball.
I admit that's pretty cool. Yeah, I admit. No, I'm not going to shade that.
Did you
that's
see
awesome.
That Friday night?
I did. When they shut the lights out, the whole team was out there.
He gets performing a live concert in uniform.
I actually think that that's awesome.
It's bizarre. I know.
It's so unique and it's so organic and it's so cool. I can't even try to diffuse the enthusiasm
it
for that. It's a good
thing. I can't
even
believe that there were people diffusing that. Like,
were there really?
I believe I read about it on social media, like some people trying to diminish that. Like,
I didn't see that.
It is one of the... It's unique, it's odd, it's bizarre, but it has got to be one of the cooler things ever to have a legitimate... he's not a wannabe rapper or singer. He's an actual Latin...
Star.
Star.
Pop star. He's a Latino pop star, do you like when they turn the lights off at City? Whether it's a home run or
Did you see the new bullpen thing that they do?
The colors, you mean?
For the opposing team, when a bullpen guy comes
in, I don't know if I've noticed that.
They shut the lights off and play like these blaring like alarm sounds.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it. It's gotten out of control.
What do you think about the colors over at City? The energy.
I like going to a ball game. You know what I mean?
The what?
I like going to a ball game. Well, I like to go to a show.
You got
to
entertain. You got to make it a little show. You know, I mean, the Yankees do that too with some of the things. I mean, more than you would think the Yankees.
Do they still do the YMCA thing?
Hey, I like that song. I used to hear my mom and daddy, my mom used to have it as a kid. Yeah. Well, Village People, come on, man. Yeah.
They still do that with the grounds crew?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man.
And Cotton Eye Joe, I got no problem with
that
either.
That's still going on too?
I don't think they still do that. I have not heard that when I've gone.
They should download OMG.
I like it, though.
You like the lights out thing Hoff BT was asking
before?
Yeah,
it was the whole presentation at City.
You know, they bring the after the game?
No, like a home run, lights out. You like that?
It's weird.
Yeah. You know, most Mets fans I know don't love it. Well, I think it's cool.
I don't know why they do it when the opposition's bringing in their bullpen.
Like, that's what he was saying when you were on the phone.
That to me is confusing. Huh. It's like... it's not really doing the trick, let's put it that way. They're trying to scare the other team.
Well, maybe they're hoping that bullpen arm will maybe slip into a Mets uniform on the way to the field and pitch for you guys since you have no bullpen.
Right. They should shut the lights off and play those sounds when they go to the bullpen. Because you know that's going to be
precisely.
The easier. Yeah, right.
It is cool. I would I would go for one inning of them playing in the dark and playing like a neon baseball. I would be down for that. That'd kind of be crazy.
Yeah, but why does this have to happen with the Mets?
Oh, just do it in general.
This is not Savannah Bananas or whatever the hell it is. It's the New York Mets, for goodness sake. I don't need dancers. I don't need a light show. I don't need darkness. I need ball players. I want wins. That's what I want. I want Soto in the offseason. Enough with the dancing and the shows. And I'm not getting on Iglesias because you're right. Like, it was a really cool thing and unique thing. But what's made it special is the fact that they're winning. Mm-hmm. Come on.
You didn't like the breakdancing going on the dugout over the weekend?
It's just not for me.
A little Beach Street action for you?
It's actually distracting. I like going to a ball game. I like sitting there. I like looking at the grass.
You're such a grump sometimes. No, I'll tell you.
I love going to Wrigley. You think they're doing this at Wrigley Field or Fenway Park?
No, you know what they're doing? They're building snakes. They're making snakes out of cups.
Yeah, I know.
In the bleachers.
Again,
come
that's
on.
Organic.
Sal, I'll say this. I think that like Fenway and Wrigley, some of these historic venues, I think that they lean into some of this new stuff more than you think. I do.
Maybe.
I think you almost have to for the kids.
Yeah,
and,
I guess.
You know.
Maybe. Maybe they're ahead of the curve. They're playing chess. I'm playing checkers again.
Yeah. Which team doesn't have an entrance song and an entrance theme now for their closer as they come in the game? That was the Mets.
Yeah.
The Mets did that in 2022. Now every team has this big build-up for a closer.
Hold on. The Yankees started it with Mariano.
Yeah, Mariano. But the lights didn't come on.
He means like the production. Yeah.
You know, the lights were already turned off by the time number 42 hit the mound.
Timmy Trump or Metallica. Actually, the only time Metallica played for them was when he was, what, retired?
Bernie was out there with the guitar for him once, too.
No, yeah.
I think it was
Simon and Garfunkel,
but
Bernie.
But Metallica played a song, I think, when he came out for retirement number.
I know they did. Like, wasn't O'Neill on the drums with them? Like, I know I'm kind of, I think I'm conflating two or three, but... I feel like they were. I think O'Neill was involved because he was a drummer. I think he was involved in that.
O'Neill was a drummer.
Oh yeah, Biggie loves that stuff.
The Mets made a big deal of Diaz's entrance and it blew up on social media and SNY with the
Clippers. Pretty cool. And then Timmy showed up and that's it. It jinxed them.
And now others have followed that. So maybe they are. Maybe we'll be seeing the Yankee City Dancers next year.
That's never going to happen. They listen. The Padres did this for Trevor Hoffman. I mean, Hell's Bells. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they did something for Eckersley out there in Oakland back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Oh, whatever. It's a lot. I just like the ball game.
The best part about this, by the way, is back in the day at Shea Stadium, if the lights went off, there'd be a delay for a half hour. Now we're turning the lights off every half inning.
I know. Let me get Jeff in Stratford. Jeff, what's going on, buddy? BT and Sal, how are you?
BT and Sal, what guys? How you doing?
Jeff.
I'm a mailman out here on this beautiful day walking the beat.
Nice, man.
BT, I got a little bone to pick with you. I've been trying to call in for a week now. Okay. All year I got to hear you bash Pete Alonso. Slow-footed, 30-year-old first baseman.
True.
Not much this, not
True.
Much that. And now you want Vlad Guerrero Jr. on your team? Are you kidding me?
Well, Vlad's better, first of all. So let's start with that.
Let's see. Can I give you something here?
Sure.
Pete Alonso's got about 100 more homers, way more RBIs, a better OPS. Tell me how he's better. Is he a winning player? That Toronto stack lineup.
Pete,
what does he do for them?
What does Pete do? They don't win anything.
Pete had the most home runs in the league since he's been here.
I understand that.
I don't think you do, though, because you don't give him any credit for that.
No, Jeff, hold on. Jeff, you called up and you said that you took issue with some of the things that I said about Pete, which I respect. That's fine. Defend your guy. I love that, actually, that Met fans do that. But what you cited were facts. That he's slow-footed, he is. That he's 30, he is. That he's a righty, he is. So I'm not sure what the contention is. Like, what's the problem?
Because what is Vlad Guerrero Jr.?
He's 25.
He's
25.
Okay.
Wait, okay,
well,
what?
I mean, he is.
He just turned 25.
Don't think he's a winning player. Like, you think you want to get him on the Yankees.
He
has not been a winning player. I mean, Toronto is terribly disappointed with all those young studs.
I do agree with that. He'll win with the Yankees.
Yeah, will he?
Yeah.
Why? Who has since 2009? Toronto's been in the playoffs
before.
What
I mean is this. If Toronto had the Yankees pitching staff, they're not going to win 90-something games?
I think you're overrating the Yankees pitching staff.
Okay, right, but I think that he's grossly underrating Vlad Guerrero.
Maybe. I mean, just saying your point was you had no interest in Pete Alonso.
I don't.
No.
I don't.
But
who's a better pure hitter? Let me ask you this. Two on, two out, down a run, down two, close it with six stuff. Who do you want in the box? Pete or Vlad? Yeah, I'll take Vlad. Who do you want?
Yeah, I'm not watching Vlad every night to know
You don't
that,
have but, to. You just know that he's better.
Why?
Look at his numbers. He's a better pure hitter. He strikes out less. He has a higher average. I mean, anything that's quantifiable, he's better. What do you mean?
What's the number one thing that you always go by again? Because I forget. I'm not a big stats guy.
I'm a big OPS guy.
And what's Pete's OPS?
I don't have it in front of me.
I do.
Okay, what is it?
Well, you want Vlad's first or you want Pete's?
I have Vlad's in front of me.
Okay,
what's
Vlad's?
Pete's best OPS? Let's start with certain stuff.
What's his career?
What's Pete's best OPS in a single year?
941.
Okay, Vlad's over 1,000.
And what's his career, Vlad?
Okay, so I think it's like 850.
Pete is 863.
Fantastic. Who would you rather have?
I mean, those are your numbers.
No, but that's one aspect.
I'm just giving you.
Pete's five years older.
Well, no, you just said by every measurement,
Vlad is
better.
Hold on. But Sal, by presenting, I'm not going to debate myself. I do lean on the OPS. Yeah. I do. I grant you that. No doubt.
But that's one measurement that Pete is better at.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is when you're 30 years old, you kind of you are who you are.
Right.
Vlad just turned 25, so there's a chance his OPS goes up.
My bigger issue.
More than Pete's goes up.
My bigger issue is there's
Vlad's a better pure hitter.
That's fine. My bigger issue is that Vlad is not the answer. You keep chasing
him. Neither is Pete.
Oh, fine. But I never said that he was.
Well, I'm saying, but Pete came up because of the corner, not because of me.
I never said he was or wasn't. You were so adamant against Pete, and now want Vladdy. I just don't think I don't think Vladdy's the answer to the Yankees. I like Vladdy as a player.
Oh my
I don't
God,
think he's the answer to the Yankees.
Volpe, Soto, Judge, Vlad Guerrero?
Yeah. All right. So what? They had Giancarlo Stanton.
Okay, but Stanton's not as good as
Vlad
Guerrero.
He was performing at a high level.
I know he was. And the
That's
Yankees
saying,
optimally would be better suited to have somebody like Vlad 5 and somebody like Stanton 6, and then Verdugo 7, which is what you could do if you have Vlad Guerrero on the day. By the way, I don't think they're going to get him. I don't think they're going
to
get him.
Well, what would it take to get him?
I don't know. I don't know if the Yankees have the appetite to give up what's required. I don't think Toronto wants to send Vlad Guerrero to the Yankees. Like, I don't think it's going to happen.
The Yankees have major issues now because their bullpen's an issue, which it has been. Their infield's an issue, which it has been. And now their rotation has some issues.
I don't disagree. That's why right now the Yankees aren't winning anything. But
If you trade what it's going to take to get Vladimir Guerrero, how would that help overall? Is that going to help everything?
It depends if you give up, you know, young studs who are top 10 prospects who are at single A, who right now I don't care about. And by the way, with Judge at this age and Cole at this age and Soto maybe for a year, if there's every year to give up a lot of prospects, don't you think it's this year?
Yeah.
I mean, fundamentally, you kind of have to.
I'm fine with that.
And I'd be okay with that. And I'm usually not. But this year I am. Unless it's Spencer Jones, of course. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on The Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Play fake, Jones rolls left, throws left, wide open for the touchdown is Bellinger.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda. Kevin's in Belmore wanted to jump in. Kev, what's going on?
If you look at that per 48 like you were talking about earlier, like look at Chua's numbers per 48 minus assists because Hartenstein can, you know, if he can get those dimes in there. But aside from that, they're about the same, so we sign Achiuwa.
I think me and Boomer are the only ones who would be for it. I like Precious Achiuwa.
Boomer, again today.
Me too. Again today
with Achiuwa. I don't know what's worse, Boomer's love for Achiuwa or the fact that he sprays ketchup on his french fries.
I do the same thing. I swear to God, I just dump it right on. Yeah, I do.
What?
I heard that part. I do. Yeah.
How could you possibly
How could
do
you
that?
Not?
Because you're not getting equal spread with the ketchup.
That's not right.
You got to take a fry and dip it. Otherwise, you get some fries without any ketchup.
It gets a little messy.
Yeah, it's messy. It's all over the place.
I work around it.
Wow.
Yeah, I do.
Man, you really are a boomer. To me, it was always disgusting. And then hear him talk about it, it was even more. Like, you spread your ketchup on the fries at a diner?
Yeah.
No.
Just one big squirt.
Yeah, but then you're not getting equal. And then did you hear Jerry, what he said he does with
pizza?
I don't
know if I heard Jerry's. What does he do?
What do you like to drink with a slice of pizza?
That's one of the few times I have soda.
Okay.
Like, maybe ginger ale, or I'm not a big soda guy, but with that, maybe McDonald's or Wendy's or the few times. Yeah.
Growing up, it was always pizza, soda, whatever.
Yeah, even now.
Like, if I'm ever, I don't drink soda much anymore, but if I do, it would be with a slice of pizza.
Okay.
Jerry has a glass of milk. That's exactly what I said.
And he's got a vowel at the end of his name. He should be ashamed of himself as an Italian.
Right.
That's gross.
You're an Italian. What kind of Italian drinks milk with pizza?
Ugh.
I tried to bust the chops a little bit when I first saw him, and he just wanted none of it.
All right. There you go. So the unique eating habits of Jerry and a little bit of everything. Boomer squirting on the ketchup. I join him with that all over the place. Could be the bowling alley. Could be Wendy's. Doesn't matter. Could be my dining room table. Squirt. Massive plump squirt. Oh, yeah. All the time.
I've
done that.
Two things for you here before we get back to the calls. Number one, you talked before about us maybe being involved in some wrestling storyline. Well, to do so generally, you have to have some kind of in-ring ring experience. My buddy Brian Myers, who currently is in TNA wrestling, used to wrestle as Kurt Hawkins in the WWE. He reached out, bring BT to Creator Pro, which is a training school that they have on Long Island.
Oh,
take
God.
Some bumps. You want to get in the ring? Go take some bumps.
I'm worried about the back. I
had a feeling that would come
problem.
Up. Come on, you hit the ropes a little bit. Maybe loosen that back up. You do some push-ups.
I won't say. I always push-ups are. That's the easy part. I'm not worried about the push-ups.
I went over there once. It was pretty cool to get in a ring.
Did you climb up on the top rope?
No, I didn't climb up. This is you get hurt like that.
I don't
Everybody
mean like
wants to run in there.
I don't mean were you scrapping with somebody like. But after the after it was over, you have a little fun.
Yeah, I did not. Myself. All right, well, you're worried about the back, but there you go. We go over there, hang out with Brian for a day.
What an invite,
too. We'll take some bumps, get in the ring a little bit.
That's an invite. That's possible.
From an actual professional who knows what he's
doing. Oh, he's going to provide the bumps?
Well, he'll be there. He'll hang. Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm assuming he's not just going to let us go in the ring. And
we can bump each other. Yeah. That'd be fun. See, that
anyway,
I'll go
so that's
for.
On the table.
Okay.
Brian. Thank
okay.
you Matt, for that, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it, bud.
The other thing is another mistake by a former quarterback in this town.
Sims?
Nope.
Boomer?
No. Those are real quarterbacks in this town.
Talk about Zach.
Did you see what happened to him over the weekend?
I did. And if you classify that as a mistake, you're out of your mind.
He's 24 years old.
Did you see what she looks like?
I did not, but does it matter? You're getting engaged at 24?
It's all right. If it doesn't work out, he's got enough money and get divorced at
Why
some point.
Why
don't
you get engaged? You don't have to do that.
He loves her. That's why.
Your life.
Because he loves her, dude.
I'm sure he loves her. The first thing you said, have you seen her? What's her name? Let me look her up.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Let me see. I want to look her up. Nicolette.
Did you see the picture of her?
No.
Showing off the engagement ring? I mean, she's absolutely radiant. She's going.
Nicolette Del Mano, I believe her name is.
You gonna clown the guy for marrying a 10?
I am. She's.
She's what?
Whatever, dude.
Oh, dude.
I told
this guy.
24 years old, live your life.
He loves her.
Bull crap, he loves her. Live your life, young man. Nobody could be that much in love at that age.
Yes, you can be.
You think so?
I do. I definitely do.
24 in today's day and age, back in the old days, I was like, whatever.
Yeah, but think about where he's from. I know he's not. I don't think he's fully Mormon. I know he's from Utah. I don't know that that has any influence on this. I don't want to speak out of school. But I just think, Utah's a little different than growing up in New York City.
Who do you think's more upset about this, his mom or her friends?
Yeah. It should be an interesting bachelor party. Hey, Bob, can Louise come too?
Sue available?
Yeah.
No.
Honestly, they're a beautiful couple together.
That is
an attractive looking couple.
God. I
still got a soft spot for Zach, man. I'm still rooting for the kid, man. I love him. If you can't throw it straight, at least win in life.
Yeah, all the best to him and his new fiance here.
But you're ragging on him for proposing.
I'm trying to help him out.
No, you're not helping.
And by the way,
out.
I hope he has success. Is there a chance he wins that starting job or not at all?
I know he hasn't looked incredibly good
with
so
Denver.
Far in camp with Denver or the gatherings that they've had. But maybe Sean Payton can fix him.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Zach. It'd be nice to see. I just fundamentally in today's day and age, especially when you're him, that wealthy.
He's been with her for a couple of years. The guy's in love.
He's 24.
You keep going back to age.
Because I'm trying to put
How
myself
How old were your
in
parents
spot?
When they got married? Yeah, I know mine were young. I think my mom was 20. My dad was 21.
Fair enough.
I know it's a different
I
world.
Know. Well, that's what I mean. It is a different world.
Okay, but it doesn't mean that it can't work out. That
also,
they've got to,
Also, I love my dad. It's not like he'd pick of the litter. I mean, Zach Wilson could do whatever he wants. Dad, you'll take what you get and you'll like it. But, Zach Wilson's got, he can do whatever he wants.
He's been with her for a couple of years. They know each other. They love each other. Each other. You're just not a romantic anymore, Sal.
Well, put yourself, all kidding aside, put yourself back to when you were 24. Both of us got married
later. I had a very serious college girlfriend for two of the 4 years.
That you probably thought you were going to marry?
I thought that I could. Now, the difference was, and Jen is the only one that I proposed to, got a ring for.
Okay.
Ever thought of truly marrying.
Right.
I swear to God, like full transparency. I was not that guy who would be dating, I'm going to marry. I was like, not even close.
Me neither.
Yeah. You told me some sad stories. I feel bad for you. But in college, I remember telling her that I want to be a broadcaster.
Right.
And her mom and dad were teachers. and she's an educator now, and she just envisioned a much more linear path to adulthood. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm going to be going all over the country.
Yeah, right.
Not because it was abnormal, because I was too young to be in love or get married, although maturity-wise, I was.
Right.
But I just knew what I was going to try to do professionally, so it didn't work for me. But if I was more conventional, like I went to law school or I was a teacher or a coach, I mean, again, I probably would be divorced because I was very immature
at
24.
Yeah, that's
but he's not.
You don't think Zach Wilson is immature?
Maybe reading a cover two, but not with this woman.
Ooh.
Just because you and I were a mess doesn't mean that he is.
You just proved my point, though.
What?
At 24, oh my God.
Maybe this is the stability he needs.
Okay. Well, I'm rooting for him.
I. God. I like Zach. Man, I hope it were. God.
Take advice from DJ, Derek Jeter.
It's going to work out.
Yeah, I know. You can watch him from afar. Get the Sunday ticket. Be watching.
Jalen Brunson's pretty young. He's married. I mean, everybody's different.
Yeah. Didn't he get married though before he hit stardom? I know he was like,
yeah,
like he met his wife at Villanova.
So don't you think the fact that Zach flamed out and she still wants to marry him speaks highly of?
You think she could care about? She just cares about the checks coming
you
in.
You don't know that. Though. Why would you say that?
She cared about his play. How could she still be with him after 3 years?
That's my point. It's not like she's riding his jock because he's a superstar. Right. He's a scrub at this point. She's still with him. Maybe she loves the guy.
Maybe.
All right.
I'm not going to doubt that. I don't know the relationship. I know this. He's rich. He's good looking. He's 24. And now.
I know this. I don't know if she's rich, but she's better looking and he's happy.
Okay.
My goodness.
All
gracious.
Right. If you had a bet.
Jaded.
If you had a bet right now.
Yeah.
How many years?
What would I bet?
How many years?
I actually think they're going to work out.
Okay. I'll take the under.
Okay.
No, I'm not trying to be negative.
Not at all. Hoff, would you like to weigh in here?
No, I have too many bad comments.
Yeah, keep them to you. Yeah.
But are you with Sal? So you with Sal? You think he's making a mistake?
Oh, yeah.
Why, though? Because he's 24?
I tell Boyle all the time the same thing. Pat, you're what, 29?
Correct.
Yeah, and we talk about that. I'm like, dude, don't go live your life.
Look at how Pat grew up like we did.
Yeah, I know.
Zach grew up in Utah. It's different.
I guess he could double down, right? Are they allowed to do that?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Multi-spouses? Yeah.
No, I think I'm legal.
Have a party.
I'm going to have to amend everything I just said. I forgot about that.
Polygamy. Polygamy is how you say it, right?
Good stuff.
I don't think that's really as legal as some people think.
They do it. What do you mean? Isn't it like...
In Utah, they do.
Would you want to do that? He's in his face.
I'd be open to it, potentially. I mean,
he was genuinely intrigued the way he just looked at me. I don't know what to say, but I'm kind of interested.
I think there could be some positives to it.
Well, there could be.
And there could also be some negatives.
There could be.
Did you ever watch, what was that show, Big Love?
Yeah, I remember one of those back in the day. I know what you're talking about.
On HBO,
it
was
the positives are, never get stale.
Right.
The negatives are, I don't really know. Well,
you get it like sevenfold.
Yeah,
don't they cancel each other out, though?
What?
Don't they cancel each other out?
Like, I don't know. That's a tough one.
They fight, you stay away?
Is that what happens?
I would hope.
I don't think so.
That's my dream.
I'm going out for a beer, honey. They're all seven wives. You figure it out. Daddy will be home soon, ready to go.
Jeez.
After nine pills of Viagra, because I got eight wives.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Let's get back to the
class. All right, BT and Sal here on The Fan. I mean, you walked me into this with Zach.
I just
have to defend my boy, the golden boy.
I get it.
Got a lot of love for Zach. He's a good kid.
I know.
He's a good kid. We got a break here. What do we got here? A quick break. Come back. Get a call here. Let's get a call here. Let's get, let me get Frank in Monroe Township. What's going on, Frank? How are you?
Good. I'm good, BT. Nice talking to you again. Thank
you
for taking
too,
the
sir.
Call. I think the Yankees over the weekend got a lesson in baseball etiquette from the Toronto Blue Jays. I refer to yesterday's play when Gerrit Cole inadvertently hit Guerrero with that pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was inadvertent. You knew it was inadvertent by the way he reacted right after the pitch.
Yes.
But conversely, what happened? Immediately, the next inning, we judge up a fastball right to the ribs. They're calling it a pitch to the back. It wasn't. It
Good
was a
point.
Pitch to the ribs. Judge quickly turned and got hit in the back. Thank goodness for him.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, go back a week to 10 days when Judge got hit. It was a song and a dance conversation for 24 hours. What's going to happen? And finally, late in the next game, the Yankees meteorically throw the pitcher, throw it at batter.
Yep. Remember Cortez? Yep, Cortez threw it up and in, didn't hit him. Yep. Took forever.
Etiquette.
Yep. Took forever.
The way the Jays did it.
Baseball etiquette.
I thought the way the Jays did it, was it yesterday? It was perfect. I thought it was perfect. Cole by accident hit somebody, and you kind of knew that it was, apologized to Vladdy, and he was like, ah, darn it. And then Gausman gives one up and in the Judge, drills him, and that's it, and you move on.
Well, I would take issue with it if, Cole doing what Garrett did, when it's that outwardly...
You still hit him. I mean, the result is what it is.
True, but when you really go out of your way to let somebody know, I mean, listen, it got away.
Right, was it necessary?
No, it was not.
For them to retaliate.
No, but Everybody continues to take liberties. And I know the Yankees hit a lot of batters as well. Mm-hmm. But I think this has been an issue going back to the Mike Mussina stuff that I've talked about many times with Soriano, with Derek Jeter, with Pedro, on that afternoon game 15 years ago, whatever it was, maybe more, definitely more at this point. And nobody did anything about it. Jeter Hospital, Soriano Hospital, MRIs on the wrist, on the hand. Like, this has been a problem for the Yankees. I don't know why. I don't know. You got to be careful. I mean, there's a lot of little bones in those hands. And Aaron Judge takes one on the hand here, and he misses 2 months. It's gonna be an all-out war. At least it better be. So,
And then even like the thought of Judge taking things into his own hands and charging the man, he can't do that either, because what if he punches somebody and he breaks his hand? With him, I wouldn't. And maybe a little bit of yelling and let somebody else go out there and do some of the damage for him.
Mm-hmm.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan. Get back to these calls here. Evan and Tiki coming up next to 2-888-808-1019. Happy, got a day to celebrate for you, Sal. Not just the Wilson contingent that's happy for Zach being engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day to you.
Oh, God.
And all the observing Met fans, of course.
Oh, God, I hate that. I've had an issue with that for so long. It drives me nuts. It's just the stupidest thing at this particular point. It's been going on forever, especially once Cohen took over. Cohen's like, what do you want to do? We'll bring out a big check and celebrate every year. Like, it's insignificant. Every other team has deferrals that are way worse. Why is it the Mets? To me, more importantly, anniversary of the station. I mean, that's what I like to think of on July 1st. But you're right. Like, it's endless. You wake up to the tweets and texts about Bobby Bonilla Day. And
it's corny at this point. Yeah. I'm just messing around. It's corny. Yeah. I mean, I mean, July 1, 1987, all those years ago. Did you hear Susan's first report? No, you were
too young. I've heard it over the... Yeah, I've heard it.
You were way
too
young.
No, I didn't hear it live. I heard it after. I really didn't pick up on the Fan until probably the early 90s, I would say.
Early 90s. Who was doing middays early 90s? Was that Russ and Steve?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I was supposed to go to Rails on Friday night, but we had our company came in late. There was traffic, so we pushed it to Saturday night and went and had a great time. And thanks to Frank and everybody. But Friday, he texted me, Russ Salzberg is here.
Oh, my boy, yeah. Russ.
And he said, tell Russ to tell me that he's friends with BT. I go, yeah, I know, because you tell me. I've never met Russ before.
I love him.
I've worked with Steve forever, but yeah, I think the Schwetter and the Schmooze were.
Wow,
that's
when he started to listen.
Yeah.
No, Russ is like you remember him on the air. No nonsense.
Yeah, I love that.
That's why you'd get along with him great. I think he's a man of principle. I think he's a man of respect. I see him all the time. I tell you, in town, because his his grandkids play soccer, baseball, so I see him at the fields quite a bit. I've actually coached his grandkids.
The only issue that I have, and it's not with Russ, I never met him before, but I'm a Summers guy. Like, I love Steve.
Uh-huh.
Steve, to me, could not be nicer.
Understood. So, whereas, Russ was always more my style. And that's not to say I don't appreciate Steve's humor and
I think
wit.
Russ was more my style, too.
Definitely more my style. Yeah, same
like
with
the
you.
Way we are. Right, but
you
I'm
just
saying,
know
personally,
Steve.
I love Steve.
I understood. Yeah. When is he coming off for his book, by the way?
He's going to do it, so.
Speaking of throwback days,
in honor of the birthday.
Sal's got, that looks to be a late 80s, early 90s mesh. Is that starter?
No, I think this is even before that.
The branded champion, maybe? A WFAN windbreaker that they would use on the layup line when they used to. Yeah. Everybody knows about the softball team. FAN used to have a basketball team back in the day, too.
Bob Huesler gave this to me years ago, and I kept it and tried to wear it at least once a summer. And I was like, you know what? I should just start wearing it on the anniversary of the fan. So I did that today. Blue and orange, because, of course, the Mets were the home team for the station.
Yep.
But Bob said it was a warm-up that he had when they were, him and Eddie Coleman and whoever else. Maybe Dog was on the team. I'm not sure about Mike, but the basketball team. Yeah, now we don't do anything like that.
Nothing.
The softball. You would tell me as an intern, you were talking about the softball stuff that you would play.
I did play as an intern. It was, oh my God, it was so awesome, too. It was like, with shoes in. It was the schmooze. He didn't play much, though, schmooze, but definitely with shoes in. And I would say, who else was there? Not Tony Page. Bill Daughtry, for sure.
Okay.
Definitely Billy. Yeah, why don't we do anything like that?
I don't know. Nobody wants to be bothered anymore.
We're legal. Can't do that.
Do you remember listening to the fan early in the early days?
Not in 87.
Right.
No, definitely not 1987. I remember getting the news about Dwight Gooden in 87 via TV.
Okay.
I remember coming home. I had a bowling after school. And I was like, I guess I was 12. And my mom, even though a Yankee fan, knew I loved Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was young, and obviously, I knew about the perils of drugs at age 12, but she still wanted to, have a motherly conversation with their son, who felt she thought would be very,
right,
bothered by this.
Yeah, right.
And I did, and I saw it on TV, but I didn't think to go and put on the fan. I wasn't programmed to do it in 87. I would say, really, with the Knicks, it started listening to the Knicks and then falling asleep and being exposed.
So early 90s?
Yeah, early 90s for sure. Maybe even late-ish, maybe 89, 90.
Mike and the Dog started in 89, if I'm not mistaken on that. So the station started in 87, but Mike and the Dog were born in 89.
Yep.
So it was shortly thereafter. I probably 93, 94 for sure.
Oh, by then I was totally locked in. 100%.
And then
once I used to listen up at Marist. As way before apps and, the Hudson Valley, I would put on, before we were on the FM stick, obviously, 66, and I would get it very faintly. And I would, whether it was schmooze or near, depending on the weekends, and I would get just enough to hear it, and I would be locked in up at Marist.
Once I discovered it, because you got to remember, too, my father was not a sports fan.
Yep.
So generally, if he were a sports fan, I'm sure he would have heard of it and whatever. But once I discovered it, I was hooked forever, dude. I would come home from school and just put on the radio and listen for hours and call in. I would, when I started working at Home Depot, I would make sure I'd find a spot where I could go out and work in the garden section and put on the radio and listen. On my breaks, I'd go and listen. Once I became aware of it, I was hooked forever.
I was the same way. I used to put on
Now the place has gone to crap. These hacks that they put on. Back then, it was
careful, buddy. Easy.
The midday show, these hacks that they got on there.
Yeah.
Not like it used to be.
No, I used to listen to those guys on the job when I was doing construction during college. Sweater and schmooze. I'd go out there, and instead of eating on the site, which I very easily could have, I would go out in my car. It was stiflingly hot, and I would just, have a sandwich, whatever, and I would listen to those guys, and I would just go right to my car to listen to WFAN for an hour. Let's get, how about, we get Mark in Monmouth County. Mark, what's happening, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Okay,
what's
Mark, go ahead, buddy.
First thing I want to get to, yesterday when I saw that Soto wasn't in the lineup at first, I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, the judge ain't going to get anything to hit. They're going to pitch around him. But good thing he was in the lineup. He was able to, him and Judge were able to get the lineup going. Because especially with Cole, only his third start. I mean, obviously, last start wasn't great, but you're like, he's still trying to get his footing. It's not like we got vintage Garrett Cole yet, but yesterday was definitely a step in the right direction. And the other guys are starting to hit a little bit, too. Like, I'd like to see DJ start to hit. I mean, it's weird because, you start thinking about the deadline in a month from now, and a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, the Astros looked like they were in the cellar.
Yeah.
And it was going to be like, all right, it'd been great to Bregman and Presley for your bullpen and
listen, Mark, I got to let you. The Astros revival, thanks for the call there, buddy. That certainly changed the way certain teams are going to attack, and certainly the Astros, and who's going to be available that could make a difference. But Yanks got to make a move. Mets got to make a move or two in the bullpen, but the bottom line is this. July 1, we got a baseball season, dude.
Yeah.
We got baseball
both
season.
Teams.
Yeah.
Yes, looking forward to it.
All right, Sal. So you are off tomorrow?
Yes, I'll be off tomorrow, back Wednesday.
Big day for it. First day of school for
first
little
day
Sammy.
Of school. Yeah, I really got to be there for that.
I was going to say get the tissues. I don't think you'll be crying the way you don't, you know, you're get that, you know.
No, it's actually difficult. All kidding aside, that was a tough one. Even just seeing it. So tomorrow will probably be tough.
Enjoy. Soak it in, buddy. It goes quick, and you only get one first day of school. So I'll be solo tomorrow. Have a great Monday. Evan and Tiki coming up next. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Diner?
Yep.
No.
Just one big squirt.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.